Well, this is episode 2 of the American Invasion. I am the Faye driver. I once again have control of the spy car, so my heart rate is back down to 70. No, I'm kidding. So, John, you posed a question when we were out enjoying the Blodell Conservatory. For anyone wishing to come to Vancouver, we highly recommend stopping at the Blodell Flower Conservatory, which has many lovely tropical plants, trees and flowers, as well as a selection of tropical birds.
Right. It was really nice. It was like walking through a rainforest.
Yeah.
What was your favorite bird?
I like the Ruru partridge.
And why? Can you describe it and tell us why?
The Ruru partridge, there's a lot of noise in the peanut gallery, isn't there? Yeah. The Ruru partridge is a black, almost all black, small running bird. Runs around like a roadrunner, but it has a very lovely yellow mohawk or crest. The male does. The female is not crested. So that's my favorite bird. What's your favorite bird, John?
I think I liked, what was her name? Was it Monty? The parrot that was like doing all that crazy movement because the other bird wouldn't get out of the food dish.
Yeah, that was, it was a princess parrot, wasn't
princess
it?
Parrot, yeah. How about you guys? Favorite bird?
I like the white one with the googly eyes.
The cockatoo, I think that was. And Daniel?
I like the macaw, the blue one.
The blue macaw.
Blue and yellow.
Yeah. Okay, so back to driving.
Okay, John, you had a question. You questioned me after experiencing driving the spy car. You wanted to know what I thought.
Of my driving abilities.
Yes. I think, John, you're a very safe driver. I was very impressed with your driving ability. But I do want to discuss...
There we go.
So, I have no complaints about your driving. I think you did fine.
But you have some advice for me, or...?
No, I don't have advice for you, but I want to explore a question that was raised by the Laughing Buddha.
Okay.
Before we get to that, Brenda asked...
Brendala?
What did you think? Did you ask what I thought of your driving?
No, you asked Daniel, do you want to drive? And he says, no, thanks. And then I was just joking, and I was like, oh, what about me? I could drive.
I want a picture.
And you were like, and then you were like, no. That's your favorite word you love to say to me, no. And then...
And I said, you drive like a maniac.
And I said, whatever, shut up. Now, what? Why do I drive like a maniac?
Okay, so here's... This is my observation.
Look at the name of the shop.
Pet Shop Boys.
Oh.
Just took a picture. I'm going to tweet the Pet Shop Boys.
He loves the PSP.
So, Laughing Buddha posed the question, why are BMW drivers such assholes?
Oh, that is a good question.
They go lane from lane to lane and always...
They hog the road. They cut you off.
Exactly. And so my...
It's true.
Okay, very good. I do not deny it. So maybe this will help Laughing Buddha to understand. My observation as being a passenger in this car, when both Brenda...
Hello?
...and John were driving it, is I thought, gee, they sure seem to be driving fast. When Brenda was driving this car, she was driving like a Formula One race car driver.
That's old. You like so much.
No, you were driving pretty fast, pretty aggressively.
Can I interrupt and ask you what this building is?
This is the old... Oh, that one, that's City Hall with the clock on it.
Yeah, that's what I would guess.
That's City Hall. It also doubles in the television program Motive on CTV.
Mm-hmm.
And it's picked up by one of the American networks. It doubles as the police station in Motive.
Mm-hmm. Motive is...
It's a cop show. That's set in Vancouver and shot in Vancouver. It's a really good show. Because they show you who the murderer is and who the victim is right off the top of the show. And then the story develops. you, as you watch, you find out why the person, the murderer, killed the victim. It's really interesting. Mm-hmm. And then you follow the cops along as they work out how it all occurred. Mm-hmm. It's a great show. Has some really nice transition effects too, like when they move from scene to scene. It's really, I highly recommend Motive.
So what network is it on?
On in my country, it's on CTV.
We can find it out.
I don't know where.
I have a follow-up question about the VNW and the as holiness.
Yeah.
Do you think that is assholes tend to buy BMWs or just people, normal people, they become assholes
when they turn into assholes.
BMW.
I think that puts face implying.
Well,
so we left off with you saying that you thought that Brenda and I were driving fast.
I did. Yeah. I do. My concern when you were driving John was that you would brake late. I would think, is this guy going to stop? Is he going to stop? And then you would. So now, which causes me to draw into question my own driving practices. I'm wondering if I drive too fast for what the passengers think. Mm-hmm. Is it just...
Well, it's an interesting...
Look at the cute boy in the go-to car beside us.
Yeah. No, he stinks.
His hair is too high, though, I think. But anyway, I can answer that from my perspective. And my perspective is Well, it's sort of the opposite, because I thought you were driving fast.
Yeah.
And I was driving more slowly than you.
Right.
You didn't...
I didn't think you were driving too fast. I just thought you were late to brake.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Oh, Mr. Inventor of late to brake back there.
So, mm-hmm. What was I supposedly doing? Uh-huh.
You had the pedal down, man. This thing was going into double barrel super turbo mode every chance you had.
Crazy.
So, in answer to Laughing Buddha's question of why are BMW drivers such assholes, I think part of the issue is because in this car there's a lot of sound deadening. It's got really good insulation, so you don't have a lot of road noise. The car you feel pretty confident driving this car. You feel like you have good control, right?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And the brakes are really good in this car. So I can understand why you might brake late, because the brakes grab like nothing, like nobody's business in this car. And I think for the typical BMW driver, they are in control of this kind of a situation where they don't hear how fast or realize how fast they actually mm-hmm. are driving. To a certain extent, they probably think they're superior to everybody else because their car is more expensive.
Right.
And where's that siren?
This there one. It is.
Thank you.
You know, I think that...
So
I think you might have something... You might be right, because... When I drive, whichever car I'm in, when I drive with the window open, I'm always very conscious of how fast I'm going, and I look at the speedometer, and it's often that I'm going more slowly than I think I'm going, because of the noise.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, do I get to defend myself at any point?
Sure.
You go, girl.
So, when I was driving the BMW... I've never had a car that had any kind of power underneath the gas pedal. So I was just enjoying it, thinking this is going to be a one-time deal that I ever get to do this. And I thought I think I drive very carefully. I don't feel like I put people... When I'm driving, I feel like I have total control of the situation. Okay?
Okay.
And, like, when I drive my car, my vehicles are always like what you're saying. They're loud. There's no noise. You're very aware. If you're going 55, you know you're going 55. And in here, it really, the sound is deadened. So it can be deceiving. There was a couple times I remember looking down at the speedometer, and it was kind of fast. Whoops.
How fast? What was the fastest I was driving? Do you know?
I honestly don't know.
And I didn't notice that you were driving fast or faster than Faith. So.
And that's not my complaint. I didn't feel you were driving
fast. I just was wondering when you were going to stop.
Wait, let me ask
I'm
you
not
a question
done with
about
my,
oh,
okay. I'm not done. All right. So, continue. Let's critique Faye's driving, all right? This is how Faye drives. And I'm not complaining because I have a lot of confidence in the way Faye drives, except when he goes up Snake Hill. I take issue with that place. But Faye has the confidence, whether it's deserved or
I know someone else like that.
But he will get up so close on people's asses. I'm like, surely he is going to smack this car in front of me. But he never does. And he'll speed up real fast where I feel like, are you certain you know what these cars are going to do around you? Because they're going quite a bit slower. But you don't fool yourself, Faye. You drive fast.
Okay.
I
will not deny it.
But you are a very good driver. Like I said, it was that one time that I felt like this fucker doesn't know what he's doing.
So I have one more question about my braking.
I don't. Okay.
Were you commenting about in general, or were you commenting about the time the light, there was a yellow light, and I had to come to a relatively quick stop?
No, not at all. That was not an issue.
Because remember, I said to you, I sort of liked my braking, and I like to stop the car so it doesn't move back, like a really light, having a really light foot.
Mm-hmm. So you don't want the jerk like this.
Right.
That is what you're avoiding.
Yes.
Which you do. You did that. You were doing that, and I commend you on that.
I like to just tiny bit of brake, tiny bit of brake, and then more, and then as I get really close to where I have to stop to let up on the brake a little bit. I don't know if that's
I understand that. I like to do that too. So ultimately, you're having a soft
approach.
Okay, let's talk about this particular car. This is a very large car. It's meant to be a limousine environment, right? So I try to drive this car as smoothly as possible. And I think in a car like this, this is the method by which you should be driving it. Because you want your customers, the passengers, should be in a state of comfort, not in a state of fear. Right? So smoothness is paramount.
Except when you're going up Snake Hill.
Yeah, we don't go up Snake Hill in the limousine. We go up Snake Hill in the sports car.
When you get done saying what you're saying, would you describe to these guys what you put me through when you were driving?
Now, so the goal should be to have gentle stops and gentle accelerations in this car. Because you don't want your passengers being jiggled around.
Right.
And I understand that's what you were doing, and I felt you were doing that. However, to get back to, if you're asking why do I think you stop, what do I think your problem is with braking, not that it's a problem, it's just a different style, is that you seem to wait a long time and then brake hard at the close to where you're stopping. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like this. Well, maybe that wasn't exactly accurate.
People, I'm not talking about John, but people that drive like that are hard to follow on the highway because you'll be like, oh, we're going the speed limit, and all of a sudden just honk, the brake lights come on, and you don't have very much time to react.
At the same time, I'm reluctant to comment on to critique John's driving because he's never driven this car before either.
He doesn't know the city.
He doesn't know the car and how it reacts. So,
not the city is the most important. You don't know the city.
Yeah.
I'm okay with driving any car in my city, but I'm worried about not knowing the city.
Yeah, you don't have as much confidence when you're trying to. I know I don't.
Well, that's my impression. It could be different than other people.
Daniel claims that I daydream when I drive.
I don't claim, it's true.
Let's. Can everybody say what they think the worst thing they do when they drive, about their driving is? Like, something that you don't think you're very good at? Like parking or backing up or...
I'm a really good parallel parker.
No, the bad thing, not the good thing.
Bad.
Well, if it's true that I daydream, I guess that would have to be it. I like driving and then I'll see something on the side of the road that interests me, so I'll look at it.
Are you a little indecisive? Sometimes I think that I'm correct in that, especially with the merge in the highways. That kind of scares me a little bit, but I think that I'm improving that. I just go. Like,
what about you, Faye?
I would think probably following too close.
Yeah, you're not. Yeah. Do I guess what my worst driving quality is?
Speeding.
No, I don't normally speed.
I wish to defend myself, but you go ahead, Brenda.
Oh, I can't. I don't have any sense of direction. I don't know where the fuck I am. I drive totally by habit, by instinct, and if if there's even one little flink in it, it can throw me off and set me off and make me very anxious. And there was many times when I was living with Faye that I had to call and say, I took the wrong exit. Can you please get me back? So I have no sense of direction.
I'm kind of like that too, but it doesn't make me anxious. I just have a bad sense of direction.
In defense of my following too close, I don't drive for the vehicle that's right in front of me. I drive for the vehicle that's in front of the vehicle in front of me.
That license plate, pink, will not
carry. Ah, okay. Yeah. Oh, cool.
So when I'm following, when I'm following close to somebody, I'm actually watching two cars ahead to see what they're doing.
Why?
Because then I can react to what that car is doing, and I'm not reacting to what the car directly in front of me is doing. So I'm
sort of preemptive.
Yeah, I'm anticipating from the second car ahead. Just so you know, everybody, we're back in the gay neighborhood. We're going up two. There's two.
There's 50.
We're going up Davie Street.
Baby Street?
Davies.
Davy, no S.
Davy?
Yeah.
Baby Street. You'll notice the high volume of babies along the street. So, Faye, please to tell them what you did after I've been goading you, apparently, about not being able to scare me with your driving.
What?
I said, tell them what you did after I goaded you about not being able to scare me.
Yes, you mean the Snake Hill incident?
It was an incident. Yes, I do mean that.
Before we get into that, can we all just say how cute our waiter was at the restaurant we went to?
Yeah, he was
David.
Cute.
David, he was cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he looked at me. I appreciated the actual eye contact. Mm-hmm. As opposed to just being ignored.
What do you think, Daniel?
He was fine.
He had a nice body too.
He was a young Asian boy, probably 26 to 28.
He looked like he had some. He didn't look like he was a pure. Look, you know what I mean? Looked like he had some mixed heritage in there.
Oh yeah.
Because his body looked more like European stock.
It's hard to tell with particularly if he was like a second generation or third generation Asian. He can get pretty tall.
I meant his beefy legs. I wasn't eyeballing him.
He was very sexy to me, no matter what. Yeah. I don't care what you say. Even sexier than the ice cream boy. Well, the ice cream boy wasn't that sexy.
No, I don't think so.
But he was cute.
The waiter, Dave the waiter, was a lot sexier than the ice cream boy.
Right. Plus he had a nice face.
Yes.
Dave the waiter.
Now, can I ask you this? If your waiter is good looking, are you more inclined to tip better?
Probably.
No.
Maybe.
Well,
service.
I mean, I think I would give everybody a decent tip, like a 20% tip. I mean, if someone was really sexy and paid a lot of attention to the table, might go 5% higher. Hmm. Would you?
I don't tip by percentage. I tip by numbers, so I'd have to work out my percentage. But I tipped him generously. Not just because he was gorgeous, but because he was very good.
So what was the bill?
83.
And how much did you give him?
15. And plus 2, personally.
Yeah. 83.
To split, 60, though, remember?
17.
So 750.
That's a little more than 20%, right? 20, maybe 22.
Did you leave 30 altogether for the tip?
No, I left 18 altogether.
So?
17 altogether.
He would have gotten half of that.
Yeah, but I personally gave him a toonie.
Yeah, you did. Ooh, look at you guys. Big boats. They call them ships.
We drove here yesterday.
Correct.
The little statues.
Where the herons were. The herons are just back here.
You know what I'm noticing about the downtown buildings?
They all look the same.
Well, I was thinking about the color.
Yeah, they look green.
There's a similarity in the color to the downtown, but more so than in, say, New York or Boston, where you might have, like, red brick buildings and dark buildings and light buildings. This is sort of a monochromatic look.
Mm-hmm. I concur.
Okay, now, have we gotten off topic now? Where were we?
Well, we figured out, we talked about the BMW drivers, we talked about our individual driving, we talked about our...
You were going to rationalize what you did to me going up the snake hill.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
I don't like this word rationalize, but I will describe what happened. Mm-hmm. We went up Snake Hill extremely aggressively.
And what does that mean?
Which is...
That just doesn't mean going fast. Does that mean?
Oh, what's going on here?
Somebody's half naked.
I took Brenda up Snake Hill in driving in the method that I would normally drive if I did not have a passenger.
Can you be more specific?
I'm going to get to it. I'm getting to it.
Don't just like the way his voice gets to that super high register.
The Gashella.
Shut up, Brenda. Go ahead. Sorry.
So because Snake Hill has so many great corners, they're sharp and they're short and they're tight. It's a great hill to go up if practicing your drifting skills. So, essentially, we went up Snake Hill almost sideways.
It was sideways. He would come around these S-curves, and instead of, like, just going around them fast, I don't know what the fuck he did, but all of a sudden, the whole vehicle was just sliding sideways, and then he'd whip it at the last second and go around the curve, and then we'd go up to the next one, and he did the same thing. 3 times he did this.
Is this a two-way street or a one-way street?
There was cars everywhere. Cars everywhere.
Okay, thanks. I didn't want to do that.
It was divided. Is it divided? Yeah, it's divided.
Yeah, but there was cars divided like this? Coming yeah. both ways in front of us. With a
barrier. It's like a 2-foot barrier between the downhill and the uphill.
You should have seen his hands flying. I was just like, he doesn't have control of this situation at all. I was like, I'm going to get smacked up against the side rail. I just feel it.
Well, we know you're a bit of an adrenaline junkie, right?
Me, Faye?
Yeah.
Yes.
There was nothing. This was as hard as he could do it, wasn't it? Admit it. You were being as aggressive as you could.
Yes, I was.
Did you feel that you were in control at all times?
I was.
Giggling. You should have seen him giggling at me.
Were you, Brett and Brenda, were you going, stop, stop?
I was going, please stop that. Please, no, stop. Stop. Pretty much the whole time.
And did he stop?
When we got around all the curves, yeah.
Now, do you think that
what
you should? I have an opinion about this.
We didn't go back that way.
Do you think that you should have?
Who, Faye?
Do you, Faye, think that you should have listened to Brenda's discomfort and stopped driving so aggressively?
He was irritated with me, and he wanted to show me up.
Why?
I bring the best out of Faye, I have to say. He did tell me to shut up last night. No, he said, no. What?
Yeah, if it was someone else, I would not have put a person through that kind of terror. I was unsure after the first, stop. No means no.
No means no.
I was unsure after the first no. That whether she was
enjoying it,
just sort of, I don't really mean no. Oh, what's going on here? Got some sort of emergency vehicle peacekeepers. What the hell is that?
Yeah, what is that? Fire, maybe? It's red.
No, I've never seen that vehicle before. Peacekeepers.
Oh, this is beautiful.
Isn't this gorgeous?
My God, oh yeah, look at that.
We're going over Lionsgate Bridge. We're right over top of...
We went over this bridge.
We did yesterday in the pouring rain, yeah.
So this is a much better view.
Direction.
This is Burrard Inlet. That's correct, Daniel. This is Burrard Inlet.
That's the sulfur. Yeah. You see it?
Yeah. And Stanley Park behind you. And we're heading into North Vancouver. So... back to Brenda's question. That the first no, I thought, oh, she's just a little bit scared. I'll go to the next corner. And then she was more scared, and I thought, oh, I guess she really isn't enjoying this. And then I thought, oh well, there's only really one or two more. It'll be over soon. And but I do have to admit, there was a little bit of I did really want to dig it to her.
Yeah, he did.
Because she constantly said,
"You can't scare me.
You can't scare me." And I...
Oh, that changes everything.
Yeah, that changes everything.
Yeah.
It does.
Oh, well, I guess he was justified in it then. Oh, if I help.
Well, you don't tell somebody, "You can't scare me," and don't expect, especially him.
I didn't expect he was going to be driving around like it was on a racetrack on a fucking public
street
with
Brenda,
30 or 40 like other cars around.
I would have to say, Brenda, you asked for it.
Oh, whatever. You weren't there.
Daring him to scare you.
Yeah.
I will do the same.
Whatever. Stick together. I don't care. I can take it.
All right. Are there any other topics?
You just said if it had been any other person, what was that all about?
Well, if it was someone that I knew less well, that I didn't have such a close relationship with, then I would probably... you know what happened on that occasion... is that I didn't tell you what we were going to do, what was going to happen.
I hadn't been goading him like 20 minutes before or anything.
So, the next time I do that, I would prepare the individual and ask them, how scared do you want to be?
On a scale of 1 to 10.
Like a spice level.
So, I won't do that again if somebody protests. And I will give the person the opportunity to specify how much trust they're willing to give to me, I guess. And I feel bad about it because it is an abuse of trust because
I do trust. I did trust him. I was just like, because I do trust the way he drives.
And now you have a loss of faith. And any time we're in driving around in the Porsche. And I start to downshift. You go, oh no, is it going to happen again? Right? I sense that from you.
Oh, okay.
So I would like to publicly apologize for putting you through that, and affecting our level of trust and respect, and possibly harming our trust relationship.
No,
it was a trust building exercise.
If I didn't, I mean, it's not like I don't know you have that aspect to your personality. It wasn't a complete surprise. It's like, oh, because I could just, you know, when you look at somebody and you're like, he's giving it to me. He's just doing it. I'm glad it didn't take very long, because the whole little event was less than a minute and a half, was it? Would you say?
Yeah.
I do remember coming around the third corner thinking, oh, please be this last corner.
That's a really nice bridge.
It is, isn't it? The spiral.
Yeah, very nice.
It's nice for bicyclers.
Was that when I was living with you?
It must have been.
So what am I going to say? Please don't kick me out.
All right, I think we should draw this to a close. Thank you for listening. I am the Fey Driver, pinkwheelnuts.com. Email me at podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com. If you want the bejesus scared out of you, send your ride request to podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com. I'm joined today by Ranger John and Daniel, the lovely Daniel, from On the DF at
dfranger.blogspot.com.
And by Brenda Boo,
peeing her pants in the back seat of the car.
Bye-bye.